Have you ever transcended space and time?
Number two from the Omega spaceship. I am Riff Simeon. I have here Mr. Rendar Frankenstein. Will you introduce yourself, please?
Hello. My name is Rendar.
What do you do for the site?
I review beer stuff sometimes.
Say it into the mic.
He's so bashful.
I'm bashful. My name's Rendar Frankenstein, and I review beers for omegalevel.com.net. We have both domains at this point.
What do you like?
I'm a big fan of kaiju, Jaegers, wars that occur in transdimensional.
All right. Thanks, Ryan.
Next up, we have Mr. Caffeine Powered.
Hi, I'm Caffeine Powered. I'm Chief Head Czar of the Omega Level.
You roughly write 1 million articles per day.
Yeah, I've wasted my life.
Yeah, but I'm another Chief Czar, even though I don't write so much anymore.
He just does far less.
And then we finally have Mr. Patrick Bateman. runs the site.
He's going to steal all the money from us once we finally make
it. Yeah, if we make money, I'll steal.
Yeah, he paid for dinner for me tonight, so.
Exactly.
That's why I don't feel bad.
I'm Patrick Bateman.
Doesn't do shit.
And I have exercise-induced asthma.
He doesn't do shit.
I have what kind of asthma?
I have exercise-induced asthma.
300-pound, pork-oil-covered Patrick Bateman forklift.
That's still a lie. I'm not 300 pounds. I'm not covered in pork oil.
Release your pictures to the internet. Release them. Post them on the Omega Level.
I'll blur my face.
I'll walk you through it.
I can just do body. I don't need to see my face.
Well, if everyone comes to the Boston Comic Con, you can meet Mr. Patrick Bateman in person.
I don't think Patrick Bateman is going to be there. My associate, Tomahawk Fettuccine, will be in his place.
Okay. Fucking racist caricature. Tomahawk Fettuccine.
I feel like I've seen him on the site.
Yeah, he pops up now and again.
Yeah, it's almost as though it's alter ego. It's a fucking conceited program of the site.
Fettuccine.
So, you saw Pacific Rim this week? How was that?
Another movie that didn't impress.
You guys are really hating on every movie.
No, I like it. It was good.
Of course Rendar likes it.
I'm not saying I didn't like it. I'm saying that I wasn't impressed. There's a difference. I mean,
it was the best movie I've ever seen. The internet told me it was that before I even saw it.
You didn't like it.
I loved it.
You said it sucked today.
When?
You gotta understand, caffeine changes his mind like every day, so.
It's true.
Fair point. No, but seriously, it was just forgettable again. It wasn't impressive, but it was fun.
I'm trying to be positive, alright?
You just said, okay, that's true. It was the best movie I've ever seen.
Well, last podcast, every movie sucked.
I know.
Except for Fast 6.
We're turning it around this time.
Yeah, it was good.
But
it cut through that stuff you need, like character development.
Those important things.
You don't need that.
Yeah.
Passable dialogue. Someone's been very unhappy with my negativity lately. I don't want to name names. I'm just trying to turn it around.
Just be honest.
It was the best movie I've ever seen this year. No, it was okay. What'd you really think of it? What'd you really think of Pacific Rim?
I really thought Pacific Rim was pretty good. It was a pretty good movie that I'll never have to see again.
I'll never carry the cross of having to view it again.
Would you watch it on TV if you're just flipping through channels?
No.
I wouldn't change my day around to watch it on TV.
What would you change your day around to see?
Sitting around in my shitty undies.
Oh. There you go. Oh.
Eating calzones.
Isn't that every weekend for you?
Yeah, so if it's on a weekend, I'll watch it.
Oh my God.
I'm not going to take the day off.
Ranking.
No one said you had to rank it.
Give it a grade.
Best Del Toro movie since Hellboy 2.
Are you being clever because he hasn't made anything since Hellboy 2?
I don't know. It's something to think about.
Just give it a grade. A through F.
I think Del Toro would have done great on a Hobbit movie, and I think he would have done great on a Star Wars. Real question. Would Del Toro be better than J.J. Abrams for a Star Wars movie? No.
Probably.
No.
Probably. Yeah, absolutely.
No. With what? On what aspect?
Creatures?
Creatures, yeah. That's where I would go. But
Star Trek had some pretty sick creatures. Star Trek 2,
those are pretty cool.
If you could somehow take the two of them and take Star Trek...
I think Del Toro's style matches more.
They're going to do 800 fucking Star Wars movies, so Del Toro...
They'll probably do one eventually.
You could do the creature feature. You could do the all cantina movie.
The Christmas special.
Like that fucking part in Hellboy 2 where they're walking through like the slums and shit.
Yeah,
that's more Star Wars than anything in Star Trek.
It's a great point. It is.
Mm. Except for the Millennium Falcon.
I wasn't a huge fan of Hellboy 2.
Don't?
No.
Everyone
you're
loved
a flawed
it.
Person.
Everyone loved it.
I didn't really.
And you're like a huge.
I went into it expecting.
You're a huge
awesome.
Ron. You love Ron Perlman?
I never said that.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, you did.
When did I say that?
Last night. At IHOP.
What?
You were halfway through your Grand Slam and you just looked me in the eyes and said,
"God damn, I love Ron Perlman."
You know who's a great
I mean, I think Ron Perlman's funny.
Actor? I said, "Who?" You said, "He's from Drive." I said, "Gosling." You said, "No."
Holy shit, Ron Perlman's in Drive.
Isn't I said,
yeah.
Brian
he's
Cranston.
The brother. He's Nino.
I said, "Brian Cranston." You said, "No, good guess." You looked me in the eyes, you fucking wiped the chocolate chip off your dumb face. You said, "Ron frickin' Perlman." I thought you liked him.
Well, that's Rendar.
That's Rendar for you. They want him over Rendar. Here you go.
Yeah. Ask for it. Now you freaking got it. Hey, right. Who do you think had the best cosplay kaiju costume at Pacific Rim last night? You see the guy? He had the fucking spaghetti's box on his head.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean,
oh, yeah. You guys saw
there's
it.
Something to being yeah, stripped yeah. down. Like, you know, I don't put time into my cosplay.
Right.
Yeah,
that
no,
was
that
right.
was a good kaiju costume. We
yeah,
saw
the
several
dude
with of them.
Fucking spaghetti box.
Wait, there are
on
people with
head.
Costumes?
Yeah.
Yeah.
For real?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
I didn't see any.
Well, maybe if you came, bro.
I did.
Yeah.
One dude had, like, no pants on. He had, like, underwear on, but he had freaking LED lights all over his thighs. He told me some background. He said it's, like, a new Jaeger that they're working on.
These dudes are writing fanfics before it even comes out.
Right.
He's got
he showed me the first, well, like the first two pages
on his iPhone or something
yeah,
like that.
Yeah,
yeah. I saw you talking to him.
Right, it was freaking good, man.
Like, yeah,
if they do Atlantic Rim, I hope
Atlantic Rim, right?
Atlantic Rim.
Yeah. they're doing a crossover with Pacific Rim and the Italian Job, and it's the Pacific Rim Job.
Wow! Hold on, let's really talk about Pacific Rim.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
We're putting.
Because Like It Rendar. If you guys didn't know, we have a new segment. There's Wreck It Ralph and there's Like It Rendar.
I like it!
I'm gonna like it! That's what he says. You fucking do this week on the X-Force fucking post. No one's talking shit. Fuck the hate, I'm gonna like it! Like, he just came in there, declared everyone hate and liked it.
About the X-Force movie?
Yeah. I'm gonna like it!
I like that.
Like It Rendar. No, Pacific Rim, this is how it started off really good. I was pretty much sold instantly. I was like, this is awesome.
It had a lot of potential.
I think we're getting to this point where we feel the same exact way. We just,
right,
man,
we
language, man.
Right.
Language is so
semantics.
Inaccurate, dude.
It wasn't like a waste of money or time.
No,
it's just,
I think
it wasn't impactful at
it's
all.
It's a big, fun IMAX movie
right.
where you can stuff popcorn into your dumb face.
But I legitimately think Del Toro could have... The talent is in him to make a better kaiju movie than the one he made.
It's fun.
Did he write the script? We should know that.
Pacific Rim, directed by Del Toro, written by...
It was shared. Travis Beecham and Del Toro.
What's Travis Beecham from?
He did Clash of the Titans.
Yep.
Booth.
Booth? What's Booth?
Clash of the Titans is the only one that really stands out.
Hey, you had gods fighting.
Methuselah's Ledger.
Dog Days of Summer. What do you guys give Pacific Rim for a rating?
I'm going to give it like a real respectable 75.
A C? An even C?
I mean...
Yeah. No, you were right.
That's fair.
But it's like one of those C's where like you're happy with the kid. You're like, hey...
No.
I'm
Del
happy
Toro's,
with this kid's C.
Del Toro's not a C student.
You know what?
Yeah, it's true.
Maybe it's a B then.
I wanted you to be unhappy with him.
No.
Why did that increase the rating?
I know.
Because if you want me to be mad about a C, I'm not going to say it's a C. It's a B.
No, it's like a student who should be getting an A got a C. That's what happened.
That's exactly what happened.
I don't look at what they should get.
You don't look at a student's potential?
I don't know. I'm not a teacher. Let's talk trailer talk. It's that
trailer.
But yes, there are blockbusters.
This time
all the
of the
way.
Summer, there's no trailers.
No, there's going to be a bunch next week because of Comic
Con. Oh, Thor.
Thor, Cap. Probably two. Teaser trailer came out. I think it's gonna.
Well, it was. Yeah.
In case Old Boy trailer. Wolf of Wall Street trailer.
Wolf of Wall Street. Yeah.
That movie looks freaking unbelievable. So last week on the 4th of July, I had 13 hamburgers. I paired each hamburger with a Sam Sama.
Sam Sama, Jesus Christ.
What is
a Sam Sama?
I'm sorry, that's how we speak.
That's not how I speak.
It's not that funny. I fell down two flights of stairs.
What?
After I had 13 beers, I had 13 hamburgers. 13 Sam Samas. I fell down the stairs. I broke my frickin' ribs. I've had a wheeze ever since. You hear a horn.
This kid turned into a fucking Andy Kaufman skit.
Legitimately, what else is coming out this summer that we're excited for?
Elysium. Only God Forgives.
Mm-hmm.
Thor, but that's at the end.
That's
of
a fucking November.
No, that's November, dude.
Yeah, but what's
Jesus
this year?
Christ. We're talking about the summer.
Oh, sorry.
We could do the year.
Hostile.
Also,
well.
No, they're not doing another one. Eli Roth is out.
What else is coming out this summer? That's it. Turbo, which I know is going to be good.
If you weren't a stoner, you would not think that's so good.
I would.
What do you like about the premise?
He's got Fern Gully over here.
I'm not saying you shouldn't like it, but just tell us. What about it?
It's a rousing, inspiring story of overcoming the odds, like every other movie I like.
Yeah.
It's got Samuel L. Jackson in it.
It just looks.
Is it true that every time there's a movie where the fucking hero loses, you cry and snap the disc? Is that true?
He breaks it.
Bullshit.
He gives it a fucking pain. Batman backbreaker.
Is that true or not?
He turns off the light in spaceship OL in his cabin. He takes the disc. He goes, "But I was born in the darkness." And he snaps the disc in half. Or his
what's a movie where the hero loses?
What was that question?
What's a movie where the hero loses?
Rocky IV. I was raised Soviet, so.
Yeah. Renda's dad's from fucking Soviet Russia.
His name's Gorgo.
Patrick, did you see Despicable Me 2? Is that, since you're.
I didn't see that. I actually don't see many animated movies.
If you could,
for some reason,
so you just really want to see Turbo.
For some reason, Turbo just stuck out to me.
If you guys go on the internet and you Google Patrick Bateman, Boston, Mass. You'll see him in line for Grown Ups too. He bought the first 100 tickets to the fucking Lowe's at Boston Common. It was disgusting.
You're just lying. That's not
no,
true.
I'm not.
I didn't see Grown Ups.
If they Google it, they'll know. You bought out two rows.
You said, why would I buy out two rows?
I don't know. You
remember when we saw Grown Ups in the theater?
We never saw Grown Ups in the theater.
We did. We saw in the theater.
We saw in the fucking theater.
And you, the credits hit. I finish off the last of my junior mints, as I always do at the theater. You turn to me, and I go, "What do you think?" And you said, "Pretty good." And I could tell there was some hesitation. I said, "Pretty good, but what?" And you said, "I think there's more to say."
Is that true? Dude, don't play us out like that.
I watched Grown Ups, but it was on a movie channel.
You really saw Grown Ups?
You've seen Grown Ups?
I mean, it wasn't like I like was excited for it. It was on, yeah. And I just watched it. I watched some
Bateman, the sight's down. Hold on, Kevin James is simply tearing
it
up.
Oh yeah, that's
up.
Fair. That's fair.
Is it true or false? You love Paul Blart?
I never saw that.
Okay.
I never saw that.
Okay.
Okay.
Remember when we went and we saw Zookeeper in the theaters, and the movie finished, and I finished my junior days, as I'm wont to do, and I look over at you, and I said, "What'd you think?" And you said, "Pretty good."
Zookeeper?
We saw the Zookeeper.
Okay.
I said, "Pretty good, but what?" And you said, "I just wish the Zookeeper worked at a mall."
I know, dude. You're questioning the entire fucking conceit of the movie.
I took him to Redbox and I gave him $3, and he got Paul Blart that very day.
I haven't seen any of those movies.
I mean, what movies?
Those two movies.
You don't see them. You consume them, right?
I didn't see Grown Ups 2 though.
I don't think it's even out yet.
Oh, well, that's why.
No, it came out this weekend.
7% on Rotten Tomatoes, by the way.
Comedy of the summer.
Me and Renda are at fucking Pacific Rim. This dumbass is sitting at Boston Common with 100 tickets to Grown Ups 2 midnight release. Baby, you like kaiju? Yeah, maybe not, but I sure love Salma Hayek. Rendell Frankenstein's pull list? What have you been buying lately?
Rendell Frankenstein.
Hold on, I'll go get it.
What comic book are you reading? Can you
it's
just tell the
Future
audience?
Future Foundation. It's like the second cousin to Fantastic Four. From the ashes of the Fantastic Four rises the phoenix that is the Future Foundation. Featuring such characters as She-Hulk, Medusa, Scott Lang's Ant-Man, and Darla Deering's Miss Thing, an innovative character from Matthew Fraction. It's really good, though, for real.
How far have you gotten in it?
They're up to issue 8. I've read every freaking one.
It's good.
It's innovative.
Where do you go to purchase your comics?
Steal them from the library. I don't believe that my tax dollar should go to giving poor people books, so I take them away from them. I roll up in my Escalade. I put as many frickin' books into the back. They're always screaming. The cops come in. They beat the shit out of my already messed up ribs. Can't even breathe. It's a real frickin' nightmare.
How's Cujo?
It's pretty good. I haven't taken as much a bite out of it as I'd like. But Stephen King, there's a reason that he was the frickin' master in the 80s. You know, fun fact, Stephen King does not remember writing Cujo because of all the
cocaine.
Oh my
god, yeah, he does tons of cocaine.
He did.
Isn't that crazy?
Now he looks like he lives in a fucking bell tower.
He actually looks better now than he did back in the day. You look at like the back covers of books from the 80s, like, whoa.
He doesn't remember writing a book that sold millions of copies. That's crazy.
So, the other day, I went to my local deli and I got a donut sandwich.
Yeah?
With Junior Mints?
I take 2 bites out of it. There's no freaking salami in it. I grabbed it.
Oh, God.
I smacked the delicatessen right off his freaking jaw. Teeth, blood everywhere. He makes his 8-year-old kid work behind the counter. The kid scream at me. Boot him in his penis.
I'm in the cave! I'm in a cave.
I don't think it's safe for this kid to go into isolation for
2 weeks
in Nova Scotia.
He's already losing his mind and he's going into isolation.
Don't hit the button.
Until next
time. No! Mad About You Season 5 box set. Bonus features. Holy shit.
I'll put my shoes on.
All damn day.
See you later.